So if it's kind of like going, trying to walk in health, walk in divine health, or trying to get healed after you get sick, it's kind of like trying to learn how to be a soldier, you know, after you've already been over to the battleground and you didn't take your gun with you in there, and nobody taught you how to overcome your enemy. You know, well, unfortunately, we don't, or fortunately, we don't do things like that usually for the military. We train them. So that's what you're doing here, hopefully. You're wanting to learn how to get trained with the Word of God so you can overcome the enemy. There's an enemy out there. You know that? And the beast wants to kill you. And if you're this sweet little loving thing and all you're doing is walking around and you have no weapons, you have your, which is your Bible, the sword. In fact, I started to get on an airplane the other day. I got tickled out of DFW. We travel a whole lot. I had my Bible in my hand. The guy said, "You got any weapons?" I said, "Man, I've got my weapon." I said, "I got a sword, a gleaming two-edged sword that'll cut anything asunder." The guy said, "You must be a preacher." He said, "Get out of here. Get on that airplane." Was I telling him the truth? This is my sword. I have a gleaming two-edged sword. And I've not only got that baby in my hand, I got it in my heart. And by having it in my heart, when the devil comes, I can cut him asunder with that thing. I can stick it through him, run it through him. But if you ain't got that, when that beast comes at you in the middle of the night, he comes after you to make you sick or afflict you or to come after you or one of your children. If you don't have that word hidden in your heart, it's too late to get it there after the devil attacks. So you got to study. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to your word today, we ask you to reveal to us the mighty truths of the Word of God, that we might be trained and prepared and ready so that you will be able to keep the enemy off of us, because your word will keep the enemy away, that we might walk in divine health. And for those of us that have not done that, like I didn't either for years, help them, Lord, to hide the word in their heart, to learn what your word says, so they also can get healed and they can walk in divine health. And I praise you and thank you for your word. Blessed as it goes out today, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome. I guess I ask a question to start out. Is there anybody here today that's not from Texas? Are you from somewhere else besides Texas? Wow. Where are you all from?
Nebraska.
Nebraska? Praise the Lord. How about you, young lady? Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Okay. So Oklahoma. Anybody else? Did I miss anybody? No? Everybody else from Texas. Okay. Well, you foreigners are outnumbered today. But the beautiful part about it, we're all sons and daughters of God. Right, brother? We're all sons and daughters of God. And that's what makes it so beautiful about Jesus. First of all, when it comes to healing, you know what I hear so many times people say? If it's God's will, He'll heal me. Well, let me tell you, if you don't know any more about the Word of God than that, your chances are not good of getting healed. You got to know that it's God's will, because why do you have to know it's God's will to be healed? Because He's a faith God. And He expects you to come to Him in faith, nothing wavering. See? I mean, He says that. I mean, the Scripture says that. In James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the King says, "When you ask me for something, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering." What do you think that means, young lady? If you ask in faith, nothing wavering, what does that mean to you?
Believe it will happen.
Believe it will happen. Not if it's His will. You don't come and say, "Now, Lord, if it be your will." You said you've heard the story of my Caitlin's story about my granddaughter, right? I didn't walk in that hospital room with that little girl laying there, tore all to pieces in a car wreck. I mean, eyes tore up, skull crushed, face lacerated, tore all to pieces. Brain stem severed, eyes jerked out of her brain, lungs crushed, right knee crushed, left leg broken in two places. I didn't walk in there and said, "Oh, God, if it be your will, Lord, please, will you heal my baby? No. I knew Scripture that guaranteed it was His will for me to do anything in His name, and He would do it. And I stood on them. And by standing on them, the devil was not able to come against me. I mean, whenever you can only imagine some of the people. Some of them, they meant well. My Christian friends that went to my own church with me, that had known me and my family for years. Thurman, I mean, listen to what that doctor said. She's impossible. Why don't you just go ahead and let them unplug her and just bury her with her mother? Wouldn't that be nice, Thurman, put her in the same casket with her mother? No, I ain't going to put her in the same casket with her mother. Yeah, her mother's tore all to pieces. And I don't have the faith to bring her back from the dead. I wished I had of. In fact, the day we had the funeral, I even told Dr. Ben Smith, I said, I want to have a praise festival. And I said, we're going to have a closed casket service because the two girls are tore up so bad, they couldn't put them back together where I even want to even look at them. I said, so I'm going to put pictures outside so people will remember what they look like. I don't want them to see those bodies that's tore up in there. But I said, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to be sitting right here on the front row. And I'm not going to say a thing except praise the King. And I said, if during your service you see me get up and start toward them caskets, I said, you just stop preaching. Because you know the King has just spoken to me and said, son, I'm going to raise them from the dead. Go up there and open the caskets. I said, so if you see me start toward them caskets, just stop preaching. When he was preaching, he said, Thurman is the greatest man of faith I've ever seen, and he challenges me every day. But he said, you keep challenging us. We need to be challenged. That's what all of us ought to be doing, challenging each other with the Word of God. To walk where the King wants you to walk. Well, I was able to do that for those little girls. I was able to see God do some of the most awesome miracles I've ever seen Him do. I had no doubt when I quoted His Word, and I guaranteed people the King would do what He promised me He would do in His Word. I knew it was His will. I know it's His will for all of us to live and be prosperous and have good, long, healthy lives. That's what He wants for all of us. But unfortunately, we don't know what His will is because we've never really read the book. So, if you want to be healed, you must know it's God's will for you to be healed. You must know it's His will. If you have a child, like this couple, they wanted to know if they could stand in the gap for their child. Absolutely. They can stand in the gap. They got to know it's God's will for that child to be normal and healthy. You know, just like me with Caitlin. I stood, young lady. I mean, I didn't matter what anybody throwed at me. You know, I got one goal. That little girl's going to be healthy and run and play again. And every time somebody tell me, that's impossible, I said, then you don't know my Jesus. Because with my Jesus, there ain't nothing impossible with my Jesus. Well, let me tell you, she's running and playing, isn't she, Sharon? Yes, we see her all the time. She come over and said a few little words to Granddad last night. She didn't have time to talk to me much. She was fixing to go home with Kathy and her other little Caitlin. And they were going to have a good time. So even though she knows I'm fixing to go out of town to Europe tomorrow afternoon, we're flying to Europe, and I'm going to be teaching the Word of God for 2 solid weeks, 7 days a week. Last year we went over and I taught 9 hours a day for 9 days. I ain't going to do that this time. I told him, I said, I ain't going to do that this time. But when you get up and you go to breakfast at 7, and at 8, you teach till 11 or 11:30, and then you take an hour and a half of lunch, and then you teach 3 to 4 hours in the afternoon, and then you take an evening meal, and then they drive you somewhere to a church, and you teach 2 to 3 hours and pray for people and get back at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. Every day for 9 days, I thought that was a little too much. I did that last year, but I told them I ain't doing that this year. I'll teach 2 sessions a day, and that's it. I will not teach 3. So anyway... I have limitations. I don't like to think I have, but I do. I do, unfortunately. But you must know and that what the will of God is when it comes to healing about anything. You know, I was raised in a church that every time we prayed for somebody, we would say, oh, God, if it be your will. Any of y'all ever been raised in one of those? if it be your will. You know why you didn't get your prayers answered? Because you didn't know what His will was. And you was not able to stand by faith. I mean, if you want to see God do something, you got to be able to take His word and say, Lord, You said right here. See, as Sharon, which is sitting right here, many of you have had Sharon pray for you. Praise the Lord, brother. Y'all come in. Now, there's some folks from Minneapolis. They're out of town. I know where they're from. They're from way out of town, you know. When anybody drive down here from Minneapolis to come to a healing school, they got to be a glutton for punishment. But Sharon couldn't get healed either for years, and she'd been sick for 30 years with all kinds of problems, back problems, brain tumors, allergies, you name it. And she couldn't get healed either. And when she came here the first time, and we taught the Word of God, and I prayed for her, I asked her, I said, well, have you ever repented of your sins? The reason I asked her that, she said, I've been prayed for at least 100 times and nothing's ever happened. Now, you know, lots of people have been prayed for 100 times and nothing ever happened. Yeah, it happens all the time. But they didn't know what faith was. So, see, God, He can't... people say, He loves her with a love beyond His wildest dreams. Yeah, He does every one of you. You know, He loves, but He won't step outside of the boundaries you put in this book. It don't matter how much He loves. And that's the only thing we see about God. We think God is this loving, kind, wonderful, loving God that nothing can separate me from the love of God. And that's true. But He loves everybody on earth with that same love, you know. You can't say, well, I'm His favorite. He loves me more than He does you. No, no, no. You know, my daughter, the one that got killed in the car wreck, she used to come jump up my lap and say, Daddy, am I your favorite child? I said, you're my favorite daughter. She said, Daddy, I'm your only daughter. I said, that's the only way you can be my favorite daughter. I said, if I had two of y'all, then you couldn't be my favorite daughter. But see, she wanted to be the favorite. You know what I mean, right? Why is it we want to be the favorite in the family? You know, we want to be able to get things that nobody else can get. Well, that's why God doesn't show any favoritism. That's why He has no favorites. But He loves each one of us with all His heart. And so we think, well, if He loves me that much, He'll let me get by with this. No, that's why you can't get by with nothing, because He does love you. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.